right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 407. I am your host, CheapED, here in New York, New York. And as always, we are joined by a man who is just a funny last name away from a job at Nintendo, Wombat.
That wasn't bad. It wasn't bad at all.
And you almost had a job at Nintendo. Well,
yes.
Not almost, but you were. Well, you tried to get one.
I did. I applied. They called me for an interview, and then they called me back in for a second interview, and it just didn't work out. It happens.
Right. What was it? What was the job for?
It would have been doing like local retail sales, not selling it at the store, but selling to the stores.
Like what store?
GameStop? Like big box stores and GameStops. Yeah. Any retail store that carries Nintendo products.
So you would have been in charge of Amiibo distribution.
I would have been. Although this was, I think it was about 11 years ago, maybe 10. I might have. I was either just married or about to get married.
By the time
that was. Yeah. Or something around the Wii era.
So that was the glory days then.
I know. Could you imagine being in charge of selling Wiis to retail stores?
They sell themselves.
Exactly. It would have been the cushiest job ever.
Well, the best part is if you're getting paid on commission, they were beating their expectations, I think, on the Wii sales. So you probably would have made a couple bucks.
Exactly. And then I could have retired by now. That's really what it is.
Is that what it is?
I would have been retired. Yeah, I would be retired.
I don't know if you would have made that much.
I doubt it too. But it's nice to pretend. Right. Again, this is something that didn't happen. So I can pretend all I want.
And you'd probably be president by now.
Exactly. I'd be president of the United States or president of Nintendo. Oh, okay. Yeah, it'd be cool. I would have had the whole tri-state area as my territory.
You couldn't be doing a worse job than the actual president.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm like, wait, what? I don't have the job.
Right. I know.
But they didn't hire me because I was living in Manhattan at the time. That was part of the problem.
What do you mean?
It was they were looking for someone who had easier access to a car.
Oh, so you could go to New Jersey and...
Yeah, and I'm like, well, I can get a car when I need one, because I could. My parents had my car from college still at that point. But they were like, well, we really need someone who can, you know, go at a moment's notice. And,
and sell those Wiis, quick.
And sell those Wiis, I know.
Quick, we have Wiis that need selling.
You have to remember, this was during that gray time between the GameCube and the Wii.
They didn't know what the hell was... Well, they still don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
They stepped in shit and it happened to be some gold in there.
It was gold shit. Yeah, I know.
I step in shit and it's just shit. And then I have to throw my shoes out.
Throw your shoes out?
I told you I had to throw those shoes out when I stepped in that horse shit.
Well.
That was a lot of shit. You don't understand.
I get it.
It wasn't coming out. I mean, like, it's just, I don't know how you could possibly get it all out.
You throw them in the washing machine.
It's impossible. It was like every nook and cranny on the bottom of the shoe was filled with
nook and cranny shit. My favorite kind.
Your favorite kind of muffin.
My favorite kind. Hey, speaking of shit.
Yeah.
Shipwreck's here.
Yeah, I've been here still. I'm still here.
Yeah.
That's a great introduction, right?
Yeah.
There.
Well, you know, I felt bad that we weren't including him.
No, you included me.
He was talking.
I was talking. I was talking about how you've been fired at Nintendo by now.
Oh, that's right. I'm sure I was like, oh, that's right. You just didn't say anything nice about me, so I probably didn't hear it.
That's how you know I'm here.
when that like left jab comes at you.
Mm-hmm.
White shadow.
Oh. Yeah, so how did Nintendo find somebody named Bowser? Like, that doesn't even sound like that's a guy's name. Like, do you guys
want to know?
He's been working in the video game industry for quite some time.
I'm sure he has.
Have you ever been to the Nintendo World Store in New York, Ship?
No, I have not.
Wombat's. I know Wombat's been many times.
Enough. I have to go back there soon, though.
There's some hardcore dudes there, right?
Yeah, there are. I need to get some, they sell Animal Crossing plushies, and I need to get one of those for July.
Don't you think it's conceivable that this guy changed his name to Bowser at some point? He's one of those hardcore dudes that hangs out at the Nintendo World Store. Well, no, because he has a job, actually. But those guys who like walk around the Nintendo World Store with two 3DSs like stacked on top of each other.
In a bandolier like Chewbacca?
No, just holding them.
Or like the guy from Blues Travelers. You know, the guy with Blues Travelers.
Harmonicas.
John Popper. He had the harmonicas.
Yeah.
Yeah, but instead of harmonicas, it's DSs. But all the varying years of DSs.
Maybe his real last name was Bowserstein, and he's trying to hide the
fact. He doesn't want anyone to know that he's Jewish. Because that's the last thing you want in a business job is a Jew.
No, but like his great, not he wouldn't change his name, but like his grand great grandfather.
Oh, I see. Was a big fan of Super Mario Brothers.
Well, you know, they were short. They shortened names back then.
Yes, I know. Mm-hmm. You should have heard what my full name was.
What was it?
Nocton Jew.
That is long.
It is. It was too long.
That's good. That's good.
Thank you.
All right.
I'm glad I can make you happy. Yes. It's my goal.
Thank you. It's a good goal. Very noble.
It is. I'm a noble. I am a noble man. Yes.
All right. How about some show feedback, Mr. Nobleman?
Sure. Agent Moo has to say, thanks for the shout out and about my Steam and Wii game, High Strangeness Shipwreck. Wombat, bonus points for making it weird. Don't ever change. My old game where Cheapy D and Wombat could cause vehicular mayhem before Cheapy Saints Row fame was called Agent Moo Maximum Overdeath. So,
see, I remember the name, but you were in, there were vehicles in that game? So I don't think
I guess so.
I don't think I know what it was.
It's probably on PC. You could play it.
Link doesn't even work.
What do you want from me?
A link that works.
I didn't put it there. I just copied it straight from Agent Moo. Up
there it goes. Yeah, this. There's no vehicles in here.
What do you want from me?
What's he talking about? He doesn't even know his own game. Look at the screenshots. It's all Maximum Overdeath. It's all dudes standing with guns. There's Mr. Destructoid. I don't know. I don't see me in the screenshots.
They want to sell the game.
Right. Anyway, that's okay. So thanks for putting me in your game, Agent Mayo.
That one's $1. Maybe I'll go download that.
I think you should.
Will that work on Xbox One?
It'll work on Xbox 360.
Right. Not Xbox One.
No, I don't think so. I don't think that.
I see.
Xbox. Check on that. See if they have backwards compatibility for Xbox One. Nobody knows, but.
I don't think so.
Oh, it spells ammo. I get it. Agent Moo Maximum Overdeath.
Oh, cute. I get it. I'm on board.
What else we got?
Dark Lurker 23 had to say, you know, Wombat is totally the person who'd go on vacation. I bet he was like, well, everyone, let's go ahead and eat some salad with hummus dip. Durr.
Wombat would never say that about salad.
I don't even know what that means. I read this like 6 times and I still have the. Is it an insult?
No, I know exactly what he means.
What does he mean?
He means like you're the guy that you see when you turn around and there's some family sitting behind you and, you know, not like they're necessarily horribly behaved, but they just get your attention because stuff is going on and, you know, they're on vacation and that's you.
I don't get it.
And maybe you're eating salad, but you're probably not eating salad on vacation.
No, I'm not even annoying on vacation.
Who said you were annoying?
I'm pretty low key.
Nobody said you were annoying.
I think you just implied.
I specifically said that you weren't. There was no problem. It just you just attracted some attention.
Yeah, I don't really attract attention.
Nobody happens to just turn your way and look at you ever.
No, not really.
Never.
Really, no.
No one's ever seen you before.
I'm tiny. I'm a little man. I'm really like the opposite of attention grabbing.
Wow. Well, I guess. Wow.
I wear nothing but black, and I'm short. I pretty much I may get mistaken for a rock. That might be
right. Do you wear a hat? A black hat? Also,
I should. I should wear.
Cover
a hat.
Your face.
Like every picture I'm in and on my trip, I'm wearing either a navy blue shirt or a black shirt. Mm-hmm. And sunglasses.
Well, maybe Dark Lurker 23 can follow up.
Maybe, because I have no idea what he's trying to say.
Well, you know, like you went on a family vacation to Disneyland. Mm-hmm. So that's like a very, I don't know.
That's a wombat thing to do?
It's like a wombat thing to do.
Me and a few million other people every year.
I don't know what the salad is, though. What do you mean?
Me neither.
Salad and hummus.
I mean, not that I have anything against salad and hummus, I guess. I would prefer some pita with that, but, you know, everybody's into something.
Right. Oh, what else we got?
Captain Joel had to
say.
Wait,
this is from Watch This Bitches. This is
I know. I was leading. I was going to. This was the segue comment into Watch This Bitches. Is that a problem for you?
I don't know. I think you should just say we're going to do Watch This Bitches.
We're going to do Watch This Bitches.
Perfect. Nailed it.
Yes. So Captain Joel had to say, I'm surprised that Wombat thought that they would end the wild. I can't do that. No. I'm surprised that Wombat thought that they would end the Olicity relationship. Sure, it's really awful in the show, but there are so many fans of the relationship that it's insane. It's like the main pull for their female target audience, second only to Diggle. I was wrong. It happens. I made a prediction really based more out of hope than I, you know, sometimes you want something so bad that even though you know the truth, you don't even see or believe it.
Like when we got out of that, watching that Superman movie.
Yes.
You told me that was good.
And I yet I knew I was wrong, but I wanted to believe it so bad.
You're also in a state of shock also. You can't be making decisions at that point, you know.
That is true.
It's like when you're under anesthesia and you come out and they're like, you say, you know, be careful, don't drive.
Yep. Yep. And I was sleep deprived when we saw Man of Steel. But, you know, a lot of excuses for that one.
But this season of Arrow was so bad.
It was so bad.
Was there any redeeming part of it? Is there any positive?
Do you want to talk a lot about this now, or do you want to come on to Uninformed Opinions on Monday and talk about it for a half hour?
I could do that. What time? Yeah. I think I could do that.
I think this is a teaser for the next one.
Was really bad, and Mrs. Cheapy and I, you know, just couldn't believe how bad it was at the end.
Do these shows not follow comic storylines?
Not really. I mean, they borrow from comic book storylines, but I mean, there aren't, you know, to be perfectly honest, there aren't that many Green Arrow storylines that are people like, well, they have to do this one. I mean, you know, there are, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he became the mayor at some point, because that happened in the comics.
Oh,
I see.
Yeah, it's like, but it's nothing. Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, he becomes the mayor, or he travels cross country helping the downtrodden. I mean, that's something that can happen. Just
like Robin Hood.
Kinda. He did it with Green Lantern.
A whole a green theme.
Yes, it was Green Arrow, Green Lantern, and they're actually some of the best drawn comic books ever made. Oh. They're really great looking.
Interesting.
I recommend looking up those images.
What's
just
it called?
To see.
What's the name of the comic?
Green Lantern, Green Arrow, or I think it's actually Green Arrow, Green Lantern, Hard Traveling Heroes, written by Denny O'Neill and drawn by Neil Adams. They're great. I have them in the house somewhere. Not the originals. They're from like 1972, but the graphic novel, the trade paperbacks. That's the word I'm looking for. Trade paperback versions. Yeah. The storylines aren't riveting. They're not bad, but, they're, you know, they're for the time they were very groundbreaking.
Right. So, well, okay. So I'll come on your show and I'll talk about it more then. I'll just say that I at least I was able to make some good jokes to Mrs. Chibi while we were watching the show.
It really was a disappointment. Season two was just so above, I think, what anyone expected a show like that could be, that there really, you know, there was no place to go but down.
Well, you could go to Daredevil. That's where you could go.
The thing that's is, up. I mean, that was up. The prop that was up. Well, I mean, but that's a different show. With that character, with that show,
right?
You can't make season three of Arrow what season one of Daredevil was. It wouldn't make sense, and it wouldn't fit the character. Then again, the character of Arrow doesn't actually fit the comic book character of Green Arrow. It's just Batman with a hood on. So
pretty much,
whatever they need to. That's what they really need to kind of. They need to forge their own path and not try to make a Batman show with Green Arrow in it. And I think that's where they're failing.
Well, like you said, maybe there's just not that much great source material for Green Arrow.
You know, it's...
Flash, but isn't that the challenge? I think, has better stuff.
Flash has better stuff, but I think that in many... You know, it's that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's, you know, they can forge their own path with Green Arrow and make the show what they want to make it. and they decided to try to make it a Batman show, and it's...
They didn't know what they were doing.
I think.
They had no idea what they were doing. But they were getting ratings, so they didn't care.
Exactly. But now Flash gets better ratings.
Well, and Flash is much better.
Flash is much better. It was a really good. That was a good season. Season one.
Yes, and the season finale was pretty good. It's pretty satisfying.
I'm excited for the first episode of season two. So we'll find out.
Looks like it cost a lot of money to make these shows. They're putting a lot of CG in them now. Like,
I know the Gorilla Grodd looked really good.
I thought
so too. Yeah, you know, for CW CGI,
right? It looked ridiculous for that. I mean, way above expectations.
Yep. Yep, Gorilla Grodd on TV. That's crazy. Anyway.
Anything else for Watch This Bitches? Did I watch? I feel like I watched the movie. Well, I watched Interstellar. Did you guys see? Yeah, guys haven't seen that. That's too long.
I'm shaking my head no.
that's very useful.
Uh-huh.
Mrs. Cheapy and I watched it because Ty slept over grandma and grandpa, so we had extra time to watch a movie. at home. I'd rather just watch
sexy,
right? Yeah. I'd rather just watch a movie at home than go watch one in the theater most of the time. It's just way more comfortable. Anyway, so Interstellar, I don't know. It was okay. It's another time travel thing. Coming on with Flash, it's just too much. There's too much time travel to comprehend.
So the producers of The Flash confirmed that Tom Cavanaugh is going to be back in season two. Do you want to try to make a prediction on who you think he's going to play?
Who's Tom Cavanaugh?
Dr. Wells.
But not the real Dr. Wells.
I don't know.
You mean he was the guy who played the fake Dr. Wells?
Yeah, well
Dr. Wells, yeah.
It was the same actor.
Right.
The same actor all season.
Right. Sideways Flash.
Exactly.
No, but you get to see what Reverse Flash really looks like before he...
Yes, that's a different
actor.
That's
what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no, not
that. So that guy's going to be back, I think.
Yeah, he might.
Upside Down Flash.
Eobard.
Did you look up what all the things he saw when he was in the Speed Force?
Yes.
You did?
Well, some of it I caught.
Right.
Yeah. And I pointed out to my wife, who's like, well, I guess.
Did you notice the... some of the dialogue, I forget when during the show, but somebody mentioned the paradox, like, you know, little drop in Flashpoint paradox references.
Yep.
Pretty cool.
No, they even made reference to the costume being in a ring.
Yeah.
Which I thought was cool. Yeah.
Well, he did. He had it in on the show. Reverse Flash used it.
Yeah, he used it. Yeah. He used the costume in a ring. I'm like,
and they made it look cool with CG on CW, which is a miracle.
And it didn't look goofy. How do you pull that off? How do you make the guy has a ring and he flips it open and his costume comes out?
And then he gets into it.
Yeah, he runs into
while it's
it really
in the air.
Fast. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just silly. They made it look good. It's impossible that could happen. That was one in a million.
I agree.
But they did it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What else? Where are we? How about some new releases, Shep?
Let's talk about video games.
Yeah, let's do that.
Because there's some good one.
Yes.
Good one.
The Witcher 3, we're all playing it, right? The Wild Hunt?
Yep. Yes. I haven't played much, but I've been playing it.
But you've been able to play it.
Yes.
Like that's the biggest difference between Witcher 2 and Witcher 3 is this just plays like a video game. It doesn't take a genius to figure out how to play this game.
They don't drop the entire manual on you in the first 10 minutes of the game.
No, it's got a tutorial, but it's got a more normal tutorial, I would say.
Yeah, these are the buttons to hit. These are the buttons to do your magic. Game. Game on.
you get to ride a horse. You get to pick flowers. You can't do them both at the same time, though. I'm still waiting for a game that lets me do that.
Pick flowers from a horse?
Yeah, because basically in games like this, when it doesn't let me do that, it pretty much just means I don't want to get on a horse because I'm constantly going to have to be getting off the horse.
Do you really need all those flowers, though? I mean,
I don't know. One of the missions I'm going on is to make some potion or something, and I still haven't found wherever that item is at. So
have you used any flowers yet?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah, I'm creating potions, making those potions.
making potions, making money.
I don't know. I'm probably only 3-4 hours in.
So did you fight the griffin?
I did fight the griffin.
And did you?
I haven't yet. Don't spoil it.
There's
for
a
me.
Griffin. That was amazing. I know. I gotta say,
I saw the griffin, so I know that I'm gonna fight
right.
it.
Right. So. It's, you know, the first hour of the game or so. Right.
Yeah.
Depending on if you just wander off in a different direction or not.
I played the card game maybe a little more than I should have.
You couldn't do that in Witcher 2, right?
I honestly don't know.
In the beginning.
We never got past the tutorial, so no.
Yeah, you couldn't. Yeah, exactly. And the tutorial.
I lost the first hand of that card game, and I was like, nope, I'm not going out like that on The Witcher.
I just said,
I don't even know the rules of the card game yet. I won. I won really easily.
You don't know how?
I just kept throwing cards out there, and then it was over, and I won. It seems like it's a little bit like Hearthstone, but I don't understand how many cards I have.
You only have 10.
Okay.
For all three rounds.
I just played them all in the first round, and he did too. And then the second round, we just laid down one card.
Oh, so you just got lucky.
Each. No, yeah. It's skill. that's a proven strategy in that game.
It is a proven
just
strategy.
Just throw everything out there.
Yeah, and hope that the next two round cards that you have are better than his next two round cards.
That's boring. Why are you playing the card game inside The Witcher?
Because I wanted to see if I could win it, you know, by not doing that. And I did, and I was happy.
How does this game look?
Totally win it by doing what I did, too.
I know.
How does it look?
It looks good. I mean, I think both Shipwreck and I are playing it on the Xbox One.
Mm-hmm.
It looks fine. I'm sure that was
given to you by the publisher, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're giving out the Xbox One codes?
No, you could request whichever you wanted.
Yeah, okay. I requested Xbox One because I'm lazy. And if I want to play it. And if my kids go to bed and Disney Junior was on TV and I can say from Disney Junior Xbox, you know, go Witcher 3, then the chances of me playing it are much higher.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. It's called laziness.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if you're familiar with
it. Oh, I am. I know you're not surprised to hear that.
I don't know why I picked the Xbox One version. My PC is not plugged in right now, so that was a factor there. And then, I don't know, Xbox One might have been first on the list. I'm not sure.
It might have been. I don't know. I just figured why not.
And the controller lasts longer.
And I have a larger hard drive for my Xbox One.
That was the reason. That's what it was. I knew there was a reason. It was the I
That's
have a hard
a
drive.
I'm sure you thought about it.
Yep. But
I thought about all these things.
When the games are falling out of the sky for Shipwreck, he has to decide if it's going to be falling Xbox or falling PS4.
I don't know. I pretty much have been alternating in this generation, I think. But Witcher 3, the visuals on Xbox One, some stuff looks really good, some stuff not so good.
But I haven't seen anything yet that made me go, oh, that's terrible.
No, it just isn't blowing you away like the PC version.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah, exactly. I've seen what the PC version looks like, and I know that it's not that good.
Right.
His ponytail swishes nicely on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know. It's a fun game. It's very much in the vein of like a Dragon Age. I mean, there's just a ton of missions to do. Not only do you have like secondary missions, there's like a whole like tertiary missions. Like you really don't need to be doing these.
You're really bored.
Right.
You really have a problem.
I wandered off in a direction and like retrieved some lady's frying pan. I was pretty happy about that.
I did that. I did that too.
Yeah. You just.
It was fun.
Yeah. It's got a great map. There's icons all over the map.
They made it a lot better than the last one.
Yeah.
You can totally figure out what's going on.
You can figure out kind of what's going on. The story, like, it's easy enough to know what you're trying to do, but you don't really know exactly what's going on.
I guess the real big question is, are you going to care? Is there enough of a game? Is the game in itself fun enough?
Yeah, the combat's very fun, I think.
We're not really knowing what's going on
in
the story.
It's like Fable.
Really
I think it plays like Fable.
Interesting.
The story's good, though.
Don't you think, Ship? It's that style of combat.
It's somewhat like that. I don't think it's quite as fluid is what Fable is?
On PC, it is.
Well, I don't know.
Shit.
It feels European RPG still.
Yeah. It's a little. The controls, I was going to ask you this because I don't know, but you know, like when you're playing on the console, it feels a little touchy, right?
Yes.
And he'll take a few more steps after you stop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He looks a little robotic sometimes when he's walking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also the text is very small, but apparently they're going to be patching that. Because it's 2015 and we still haven't figured out that if you put out a game on consoles the same as the PC version, the text is going to be really small.
Right. People were... did you see that people were complaining about the PC version? Because they were saying that it didn't look as good as... I mean, this happens all the time. And people are still surprised, right? But they say that, the game came out and it doesn't look as good as what you showed at E3 3 years ago, whenever it was that they showed this one.
It's because we had to make a 60-hour game of this.
Right. We only had to make a 5-minute game for E3. And it happens all the time. And people always get suckered in. And then they complain and bitch about it when it comes to fruition. Again and again. So I don't know what to tell these people. Don't watch previews. Just ignore those. You'll be fine. It's not going to affect you at all. Didn't Kotaku, I think it was Kotaku, said that they're not even going to do previews anymore because they just think it's a waste of time as well.
Sure.
But let me ask you this question. So when you guys are playing Witcher and you're walking through the forest and the sun is setting or the sun is coming up.
It's called rising. The sun rises. Yes,
thank you. Thank you, Copernicus. how does it look? I mean, because on PC it looks like the best game that I've ever seen.
Does it look like that? Okay on console. I don't particularly notice stuff like that, I don't think. Like I'm constantly just like going into Witcher mode and looking for red stuff and going or orange stuff and going.
You would notice it, I think, if you would put this on your PC. Well, you know what? See, people were complaining about the PC version, and I wonder if the same people who are playing it at 4K or at 1440p or 1600p, just anything above 1080p, I wonder if those people think that it looks sort of subpar. Because I don't really have any complaints about how it looks. I think it looks pretty ridiculous. But I have a lot of GPUs.
How was that ass?
What's that?
The ass.
The ass.
The ass was pretty good, I got to say. It looks in 4K, it looks ridiculous, but I can't really run it at 60 frames per second. So it's basically a trade-off. 1440p, I can run it at 60 frames per second, and it looks fucking ridiculous. It just looks... The way they do the lighting, I've never seen a game do lighting like this. The sunsets and sunrises, thank you, Wombat. It's just unbelievable. And it seems like they're just consistently happening over and over again. There's no just plain daytime in this game. It's always sunrise, sunset. But I'm not complaining because it looks...
Where is the little girl?
Knew it was coming.
I like that song a lot. I'm a big fan.
I know you are. It makes you cry.
No, but the gameplay is fun. The combat is fun. I like just going off the road and fighting those little zombies, I don't know, wraiths and all that shit. It's fun. I don't know how to repair my sword. I haven't figured that out yet. Oh, how do you do that?
You can either go to a
blacksmith.
Blacksmith, yes. You can go to a blacksmith and they can do it, or you can get repair kits.
Okay.
And you can do it that way. I like the whole Batman Detective Vision stuff as well. I think it adds something to the game as far as the whole tracking down and solving like little mysteries that are there.
Yeah, it helps you. You know, your guy has a superpower. Not only just magic, but now he's also like has supervision. And it's fun. And it's on the left trigger. So it's just easy to activate all the time. And, you know, you can hear the animals from far away. And
did you do the well mission?
Yes. That was pretty creepy.
That was pretty good mission.
Yeah. It's well done.
You didn't create like potions for anything for that?
Yes. I think they told me to create some like thunderbolt.
You had to, I think, for that one.
Yeah. So if they made me do it, I obviously did it. But I just don't. I never have all the ingredients to make anything. So I
because you're not
the,
picking the flowers.
I have so many.
You're not picking up the broken rakes that I am.
I don't know.
Are you just taking everything from every house?
Yes.
Yeah, so am I.
But you run out of room eventually.
Yeah. Then you just sell it.
Hopefully it's not. Hopefully the interface isn't horrible. It's yeah.
I'm interested. Wombat, are you, is this enough of a create your own character for you?
I mean, you know, it's something that I'm okay with at the moment. I'm not really far enough. I mean, I know that, you know, I'm going to change out his basic weapons and his basic outfit. So there's that.
I've got
you. There's moral decisions as well, though.
Yeah, which is fine. I get that. That's like your own character. I mean, the only thing about him that I really don't like is I'm not really a fan of the ponytail, but, you know, I understand that's a big Witcher thing, so I'll deal.
You can download the Beards pack.
That's okay.
If you had NVIDIA Hairworks, I think you would care about the ponytail. Just saying.
Yeah, well, I'm just, you know, I'm more of, you know, a short hair guy.
You can probably stick a hat on him.
Not a fan of hippies.
I don't think he's wears really. He has a hat.
Does he have a ball cap, like from Sunset Overdrive?
The Mountain Dew, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, what's going on?
What?
No.
Oh, I thought Wombat fell off his chair.
Yeah, I thought you got up and left.
I moved my head because my eye was itchy. I didn't want the sound of like me rubbing an eyeball in the mic because it would.
Up, I have the latest headline from Hip Hop Gamer. Do you want to hear it?
Sure.
Drive Club 30 frames per second exceeds Project Cars 60 frames per second on all levels. Talent over tech.
Huh.
There you have it. Bam. I don't like Drive Club that
Drive
much.
Club versus Project Cars debate.
Yep.
Is that a debate people are having?
No,
I guess.
No, I don't think
so. I guess someone is.
No. They put out a game called Project Cars. That's what they decided to name a game.
That's not a good name.
Are there any other games coming out this week?
Yes.
What?
Witcher 3 came out on three platforms.
Farming Simulator.
Farming Simulator 15 came to consoles. We have...
What is Nero?
Mm.
It says it's on the Xbox One. I'm like, I've never heard of that game. Yeah.
The fun thing to do is go on to your Xbox One console and then just go look at the new releases. And
there's like weird games,
yeah,
like every
weird
week.
Games all the time. Just like, okay, I've never heard of this.
I don't know what it is. It doesn't look particularly good, but there it is.
There was a bullfighting game that came out. Toro, I believe, is the name of it.
I saw that. Oh man, you really know how to crap the bed, don't you, Xbox One?
But why don't they? How come? You know, Shipwreck was talking about this through instant message, but like Major Nelson will just tweet out a game. Mm-hmm. And you've never heard of it before. He's like, oh, it's out today on Xbox. How does that happen?
Because they don't know what they're doing with this, with their independent platform.
But the developer just can't get the word out at all for a console game? I mean, I understand
and the
on
whole
PC,
point of
but...
signing, a, of making a deal with Microsoft is really what you want from them other than the delivery system is the marketing system. And they're not providing that.
Weird.
It is. I agree. Then again, I've never heard of Aces of the Luftwaffe either, and that's on the PlayStation 4. Or Arcade Archives Terra Cresta. The heck is that? Is that an old game? It's called Arcade Archives. I assume it's an old game?
Could be.
So I really shouldn't be lambasting the Xbox One when PlayStation 4 is starting to. This week is really at Xbox One levels of what the fuck are they doing? Isms?
Why is that?
Because I don't know what Aces of the Luftwaffe or Arcade Archives Terra Cresta are.
Right.
Yeah.
First one sounds like a flying game.
They're getting ready for
E3. Yeah, it sounds like a World War One. Like you shoot blimps. That's my assumption, just based on the title. You're in a biplane and you're shooting blimps. That's my guess.
Everybody's getting ready for E3. They don't have time to tell you about the games that are coming out.
But Arcade Archives Terra Cresta sounds like some sort of lost arcade
game
from the 80s.
It's on Google Play, that game.
Wonderful. Sweet. I'll add it to my list.
You want it.
You know, it's probably someone who made one of these games is probably listening and depressed now.
It's a bullet hell. Yeah.
Okay, good for them.
Oh, sounds all right. Sounds okay.
Yeah. Sure, I'm sure it's fine.
I might try
if
I knew that it existed.
Exactly. It's not. We're not making fun of the quality of the games. We're making fun of the fact that these games are out, and there's literally nothing. No one knows. No one even knows they're coming out.
It's weird. Do you think it's because they just don't know? They don't really have a release date. They put all these games into certification, and then bam, bam, they're ready. And then like, I guess we could just slide it in.
I don't know. Today. I just remember
it's just marketing budget. It's just we could spend a little money to market this, or we could just throw more money at Halo.
It's this weird kind of, you know, there was a time in the last generation where the weekly downloadable game, the digital-only game, the arcade game, whatever you want to call it, was not necessarily an indie game.
Right. You had Namco making Pac-Man and...
And in Ubisoft making, making those Lara Croft games, which they made one recently, but, you know, or
I don't think that's
something
Ubisoft.
Else.
Ubisoft.
Not Ubisoft. Did I say Ubisoft? I'm sorry. I meant to say...
Ubisoft made an Assassin's Creed game recently that's like an Xbox Live arcade game.
Yeah, but I know. China one. It's not Ubisoft. Who is it? It's Square Enix now, but who was it at the time? Eidos?
Eidos, yes.
Yeah, I meant to say it. See, I corrected myself. They both start with vowels, and it's late. But, you know, there was just a time where, you know, the games coming out on arcade were, you know, it was like a thing.
And it was like you only got one a week as well.
Though. Yeah, you got one a week, sometimes two a week, and it was a thing you looked forward to, there was, you know, a little bit of hype building up to it. And now I think maybe the blessing and the curse of the rise of the independent market is that there's a lot of games that are just coming out and they're just falling on these consoles, and there they are.
Well, and
it's a game.
They were all like $5 to begin with. And then they were $10 after that. And now all these things are like, I don't know, it's $20 and I've never heard of it.
Yeah, Nero is $20. Arcade Archives is $8. I don't know. That Aces of the Luftwaffe is $5. It's all very weird.
Oh yeah, I looked at this game on Xbox One, Nero, and I still had no idea.
Like, it's a little too little too Wild West for me. I need a little more structure. I need structure. I need calendars. I need notice. Otherwise, I'm just not going to buy these games. And I have a feeling people are just not buying these games.
Who are buying these games?
Who's buying these
games? Why won't these people buy these games?
Well, we know what Not a Hero is. That came out on Steam.
Why didn't I get a free code for Not a Hero?
I'm sure you could ask for one.
I got a free sandwich.
Devolver?
No.
We did get a free sandwich. And we gave them a medal.
We did?
Well, a little sticker. Placard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to play. I got to play that game. If I didn't have like a million games. If I'm not playing Witcher so good. I played a lot of Witcher today. Mm-hmm. What else? Not a Hero? Have you played it, Chip?
No, I have not yet.
No.
I know Wombat really liked it at E3.
I did. It was fun.
It was hard, though.
It was. It didn't get great reviews.
No? What was the knock against it?
I don't know. I just, you know, I knew I wasn't going to buy it because I don't have a machine to play it on, so I didn't really overread any reviews.
I see.
I'm not the market for it, so.
It's too hardcore, right?
Yes. No, it's not the. I'm not the market for it because
I don't have
anything to play. Yeah.
But it's going to come to the other ones eventually.
Yeah, I would be surprised.
Oh, it's
got
a 75. I mean, that's right on the borderline. Hey, yes, IGN exactly. Italy said gave it a 92. So.
Well, there you go. If the Italians love it, they do make pizza.
Mm. Yep. They do.
Isn't it coming pretty soon, or isn't it out the pizza? For Xbox One?
What's that?
I had pizza for lunch.
Not a Hero?
Yeah.
Mm. Still waiting for Broforce
to
come
out
on consoles.
This fall is. Oh, okay. That's new releases.
Sweet.
What else we got?
What else do we got here? Wombat's news and stuff. Multi-platforming.
Sure. Yeah.
I think so.
Uh-huh.
That is something.
What's coming out? Is there anything coming out later this year that excites you?
Need for Speed.
Do you have the need for something? Do you have a need for something that might be out later this year?
Let me think for a second. Do I need something? Do I have a need for something? Nope, not really. Can't think of anything.
All right. Well, EA's up the creek then.
No, so they're I don't understand. If they're coming out with a new Need for Speed game, but they're saying they're rebooting Need for Speed. But what does that mean? Because every
Need for Speed. Oh, God, are we getting another game with the same exact name?
Yeah, that's all it means. It means that they couldn't think of something to put after the colon.
Well, they already used Most Wanted twice, right?
No, they have something. They have something already.
Oh, yeah? What is it? Need for Speed? Ow. Shrug.
Like Fast zoom.
That kind of picture of the dashes and the lines that looks like a guy shrugging his shoulders.
I don't know.
Project
maybe they don't
Cars.
Have...
Need for Speed Project Cars.
I take it back. They don't have a name.
No, it's just there Need for Speed right now. And it looks like, I don't know, Underground?
I didn't watch the trailer, I have to admit, but I'm watching it right now. Oh, there's a truck. That's good.
It's got cars. Does it have cars?
This is just CG. What's the point of this? This is
there is no point in this. That's why I didn't watch.
That's why I don't watch these. See, I told you guys, don't watch the previews. It's just a waste of time. You get yourself hyped up, and it's never going to be as good. It's all, they're trying to hypnotize you.
This game must be relatively far along if it's coming out this year.
Maybe.
Yeah, right?
But it's a reboot.
It even says it in the headline that you put on the outline.
I'm sure.
EA is rebooting Need for Speed.
Well, that's the title of the article.
They could call it Need for Speed Reboot. It's kind of meta, right?
That'd or Need for Speed The Boot.
All the cars have boots on them?
Yep.
Yeah, and you have to like drive them fast enough so the boot flies off.
It sounds okay.
It sounds horrible.
I would play that game, yeah. Well, sounds good to me.
You know what's good?
What?
Need for Speed Most Wanted. With two 980s on your PC.
I bet.
Need for Speed are fun games. It's just weird that they're saying they're rebooting it.
I know. There's no what does that mean? I didn't know there was continuity.
Well, because sometimes they have a series that they'll go with, and then sometimes they won't. I guess they're just waiting for the one that is going to sell a few million more than they thought it would. And then they're going to go with that again.
Like, this would make sense if it was EA is rebooting Burnout later this year. Like that's something that has been gone.
No, but that's what EA said. It's not what the reporter said. EA says it's rebooting the series.
Right. Why are they saying that?
Because they're silly. I don't know. Maybe the cars transform into robots.
Rebooting NHL 16.
What? Right. Exactly. They announced the. You know, the modes and stuff, the feature set for NHL 16. And they did not announce custom audio, so I'm very upset.
Got to reboot that.
They really do need to reboot that.
They just call it NHL.
I mean, I know Shipwreck has an answer for this, but why can't they just make it as good as NBA, the NBA game, with all those features? Can't they just steal those?
Not as many people buy
NHL. I do not see it in the top 10 for
That's why, year. Though. We need the technologies. Can't they lend them to FIFA?
I don't think that's the reason. I think it's just because, you know, no one likes hockey.
I think a lot more people can name LeBron James than top hockey player.
I know, but can't...
I don't think I know who the top hockey player is right now, and I actually like hockey. As much as I was just knocking it 4 seconds ago.
But doesn't it seem like the EA sports teams don't share any of their tech with each other? I mean, they have that new engine, right?
2K does the basketball game.
I know. But even like the, you know, like Madden and, EA doesn't have a basketball game anymore.
No, they do. They have one. I don't know. They're in different studios.
Different parts of the country.
Like FIFA, why you think that FIFA and NHL could share a lot? I mean, they did get the Ultimate Team shit into hockey eventually because it's just such a moneymaker. They can't afford not to get it in there. But that's how stingy they are. They're like, they're not going to share the tech unless it's, you know, it directly leads to the money going into their
pocket.
I think
you should just be fortunate that you have a hockey game every year.
One hockey? That's too much to expect, is one hockey game every year?
What about Konami? They can make one.
They're not making shit. 2K could make one.
They weren't making money.
I know. And it's depressing. Hits. Where's NHL hits. Where's NBA Jam for these consoles? They just came out with an iPhone. You know, the iPhone game's been out forever, and it's always in like one of the top 20, top 30.
They might be able to reboot that.
They just updated it, though, the old game, and now it looks really good on iPhone.
Can he play Bill Clinton?
I don't know. I only played a little bit, but it looks amazing.
Maybe a Hillary.
I'm sure for a dollar.
Coming up and soon.
I'm sure it's got microtransactions up the ass. In-app purchases, rather. But it is pretty good, though. Where are we here? What else we got, Wombat?
I played some, and this comes out next week, I played some Portal Pinball.
Mm.
It's pretty cool. It's a good table.
I played it as well.
Yeah, that's a good one. Did you enjoy it?
I did. I haven't played it enough to see everything yet. The outlanes seem to be pretty brutal, mm-hmm. so much so that it always gives you a free, like one free pass to go out an outlane. but they do a good job of recreating in pinball form a lot of the like puzzles that you would remember from Portal 2.
Mm-hmm. Even the skill shot I thought was pretty creative.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just hitting it into a portal.
Hitting it into a portal on a wall and having it take you out somewhere else. Yeah. It's just, you know, it's a good way to do it. I like, you know, it has the Gladys voice, which is kind of cool.
Sounds good.
And Wheatley.
Yeah. And yes. Now, did they record new lines with him or did they just lift lines from him?
The Wheatley lines I've heard so far all seem like lifted lines to me.
Yeah, but it's still Stephen Merchant, right? That's who it was.
Yeah, but I'm fine with that because that is what pinball games do.
Yes. No, I wasn't. It wasn't a criticism. It was a comment.
Listen, do you want British Thor or not, Wombat?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Thor in that Avengers 2 is just, it's weird. It's so weird. Like, it sounds like it should be Vision, but he doesn't say things that Vision would say. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. We're talking about Portal.
GLaDOS says things that she would say.
Yes, GLaDOS does say things that she would say. And it sounds like her. I'm a little, it would be nice if they played the song.
It doesn't. Okay. That was my question.
Yeah. No. But I did play the song for my kids.
I would pay extra for sure that it doesn't song play in there.
I at least I haven't found it yet. I played about three rounds just to kind of.
Well, it would be a different song, right? Because, well, they're just calling this Portal Pinball, but it seems like it's mainly based off of Portal 2.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So, I don't know. Mm.
I'm liking it. I will definitely play more of it.
Cool.
Yep.
What else?
I played some of the Smite beta on the Xbox One.
What is that?
It's a MOBA. MOBA, is that what I'm supposed to call it?
It's a MOBA.
It's a MOBA. Which I have, I think this is that, it's maybe the first one I really played for an extended period of time.
And the last.
And by extended period of time, I mean like, I think I played two practice rounds to kind of figure out what the game was. And then I played two rounds online with and against other people. I'm not good at all. But there's a lot of characters in that game, like, which I guess is the appeal to the game. It's not like it's a bad thing, but there's a lot of them. And I don't really know, like, who should I be using?
Right.
So.
And is it going to matter? Could,
yeah, exactly. And I've never used this person before, but I like how he looks, so I'm going to pick him. And then I'm in the game, and I'm like, this guy totally sucks, but now I'm stuck with him. So, and I played one guy who I'm like, yeah, he looks kind of dumb, but I'll pick him. And he was pretty cool. And I'm like, well, maybe that's who I should be more often. So it's really, you know, there's that trial and error. And there's also, it would probably be a lot more fun if I was playing with people I knew on my team as opposed to just kind of running around. But yeah, it's fun. It looks good. It seems to play well on the Xbox One. That pre-order deal-y that they have going on right now seems like a good deal. I mean, I think it's $30 and it unlocks every god at launch. Plus you get all the future gods. Basically,
even Muhammad.
Even Muhammad. That's what the characters are called. They're called gods. Oh. You play as like Ares and Medusa and Zeus and Thor.
Macho Man.
Yeah. Macho Man, Randy Savage. No, it's, you know, it's Poseidon. Lots of, you know, public domain.
Sure.
Lots of public domain characters.
Mozart.
Which is a smart idea. Why not? But, you know, that seems like a good deal, I guess. I don't know. I don't play many MOBAs. I really don't know pricing structures all that well. I don't know what League of Legends charges for all the characters, kind of a thing. But
no, I don't want to know.
Exactly. But and it gives you instant access to the beta. But the game itself is, you know, I played it. It was more fun than I thought it would be.
Well, they have to be even, fun. I mean, even popular games, and this is
that's what I mean. Like, it's such a hugely popular genre that I know so little about that I felt that I should play it just so at least I have experience in it, and I enjoyed it more than I thought I would. Cool. I'm like, oh, I see the appeal to this. I could see why, you know, a group of three or four guys might, you know, make this a habit, because I think being, you know, thinking through your strategy and working as a team could be very rewarding. So
I don't like the idea that these games have to become a habit, I think is what.
Yeah, and that may be it, you know, why I probably wouldn't like totally sink myself into it. I don't see myself taking the time that it would take to be great at it, but
maybe we'll play together because I have it as well. So
there you go. We should check. You should play it. Just again, it's a genre worth playing if you've, you know, just to at least know what the hubbub's all about.
Hubbub.
I feel like such an old man when I talk about
your hubbubs
like that. Like, so the kids are playing this game called the Smites.
MOBAs.
but it was pretty good.
Now you know about the MOBA.
Thanks, Jar Jar.
That was Mushmouth from
that was Cosby Kids.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is the same thing.
What else?
I did check out Race the Sun on the PlayStation 4 also. That game is also pretty cool. I also played it on my Vita. It was good on that also.
It's like an endless runner, but you're driving a car or something?
Kinda. I mean, an endless runner in the sense that it's a driving game, yes. It's more of a driving game than an endless runner. And it's cool, and it's worth checking out. It's you know, it's nothing fancy, but it's free still for a little while longer on PlayStation, with your PS Plus account. It's totally worth picking up. I also played a little bit of Unfinished Swan, which I liked more than I thought I would.
Yeah, I played that.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
It is. It's cute. Mm-hmm. My daughter likes it. I don't know. Does anything happen in that game that she shouldn't see?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Duck rape.
Okay.
Goose sex.
Goose sex.
I remember that site.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it still around? Let's check. What's going on over there? I can't. GooseX.com. Let's see. Now it's called 99 Gamers.
There you go.
I got 99 gamers and a Goose X ain't one. That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
Well, good for them. Mm-hmm. They've already saved $2 million for me. Thanks.
Nice.
I'll use that.
Did you guys see this this retro freak console?
Oh, it's a console?
Yeah.
I thought it was the guy at the Nintendo World Store.
Right. No, it's this console. I guess it's coming out in Japan that plays a ton of different things. Kind of like the Retron 5. But this
pop-up
plays,
ad, this pop-up video ad on Kotaku is pretty intrusive, I gotta say.
Yes, I thought I was my computer was being hacked.
Right. Wow, that was a serious ad right there. I felt like I had to break through a glass ceiling to get to the website. Sorry.
Yeah, no problem. I just did the same exact thing, so I'm right on the same page with you. I guess I haven't visited a link to Kotaku for a while.
Right.
Oh, I didn't get the ad.
Oh, too bad.
Wow.
Oh, no, there it is. I could skip it in 2 seconds. Wait. And this is now I want to Surface 3. Okay.
Retro Freak. Okay. Plays
Famicom, SNES, Genesis, PC Engine, TurboGrafx 16, Game Boy, Game Boy Advance, Game Boy Color, and the Super Graphics, which I don't... What is that?
It's only coming to Japan, though.
Only coming to
Japan.
Does
it play Neo Geo games, the big ones?
No, it does not play Neo Geo games.
Then who cares? Worthless hunk of junk.
Yeah, it's an interesting novelty.
Are you going to get one?
I don't know.
Okay. There's a bit of a pause there.
Because, I mean, really, it's just an emulator, just like the Retron is.
What you have.
Right, which I have. Just as a novelty, it's kind of interesting. It would be good for my upstairs gaming setup, not my basement, just because then you can just go HDMI. I'm guessing this thing has HDMI. And play all these old games up there without having the ridiculous setup that I have downstairs. which I designed that console now. I posted some pictures of that.
Nice.
The whole entertainment unit that this thing goes in. 13 feet of video games.
That's a lot of video games.
Yeah. It's going to be good. It's going to be good.
I'm excited.
Yeah. So that's the
I'm about to sleep, but I'm excited. Oh, he's gone. Hello? Oh, he is gone.
What?
Whoa. Oh, you're still there?
Yeah. Oh,
okay. It just says it just shows shipwreck on my Skype.
I did buy one of these new white Halo bundles.
Yep.
The Xbox One bundle that comes with a white Xbox. And
why? Because you wanted the white Xbox?
Well, I'm in the market for an Xbox for my basement. And I was determined to probably, like, whatever the next special edition was, I was going to buy it just because I feel justified somehow in buying one that's different than the one I already own.
It's different. It's white.
Right.
It's got a different controller.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now Wombat's going to bug you for the Halo code. It's not worth it.
He already has.
It's not worth
it. I already did, and he already said he would sell it to me, and I already asked him how much does he want for it.
It's already not worth it. You should have just got the black one.
If he doesn't want to give it or sell it to me, he does not have to. I would not be upset. If I really wanted that game, I'd have it. I would have bought it by now.
Right.
The world will keep spinning.
So yes, you can buy a white Xbox again. I don't know. I would have preferred that to be a little bit more Halo-y, I guess. But I understand that people just like white consoles, so it makes sense.
Right. And that way
the
more
Xbox
people...
360 is to be white.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. It's like you'll have a launch 360 in your basement. And you'll go, nope, it's an Xbox One. Ah, I tricked you.
I'm sure that's what people are going to say when it's in my basement.
Is that a launch 360? And you'll be like, no. It'll be cool.
When does that come out?
I think I ordered through Amazon and they were saying it was shipping sometime after E3. So I don't know.
It seems weird to me. Like, why wait on that? It's not like the game that it comes bundled with isn't available.
I don't know that they are waiting on it. I think that might just be when my order is coming.
Oh, okay.
Which I'm fine with because then that gives me time to cancel if something.
If they announce something great at E3. Yeah. Yeah.
Like what?
A tie-dye one.
A $300 mega bundle.
It comes with a Ben and Jerry's Tycoon.
and a rubber vagina.
Well, I'm pretty sure that would be the best console of all time.
That's what Nintendo should be doing. This quality of life thing, that's going to really improve a lot of people's quality of life. If you come up with that. Forget about the what was the thing? The finger thing?
Vitality.
The heart monitor.
Vitality sensor.
Vitality sensor.
Yeah, forget about that shit.
They
said recently that their initiative is quality of life products.
They say that every year.
You think they're not coming out with some sort of Fitbit?
You know
what
my daughter said to me?
What?
She likes the 3DS more than the iPad.
Really?
Yep. Because we had a conversation about this.
What? Because she plays Animal Crossing.
She plays Animal Crossing, and she's been playing Mario Party with her friends, and she's been playing that Pokemon Shuffle game that's on there.
Yeah, well, she has good taste.
She's been playing Kirby, the most recent Kirby game she plays a lot of, and New Super Mario Brothers 2.
Yeah, until they figure out a good way to get an actual thumb pad on the iPhone, then you're going to have a problem.
Yeah. You played Puzzles and Dragons, right, Ship?
The Mario one?
Well, not the Mario one. I know that's not out yet, but the other version, right?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm familiar with what it is, but
I'm trying to figure out if Sabrina would be able to get the hang of it. I mean, yeah. Is it just like a Candy Crush style game?
Yeah, it's that, type of thing. I mean, it's...
Okay. Because it looks fun. It looks like something I would enjoy too, and I have no problem picking up games that we'll both enjoy. So, but, and she has a birthday coming up. I don't think I would get it just to get it, though.
You're going to get your daughter a game that you're going to enjoy for her birthday.
No, no, it wouldn't be her only thing. It would be like a side thing.
Right, she'd also get a bowling ball with Wombat's name on it.
Yeah, she'd get a bowling ball that says my name on it. No, 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 no. No, I'm not that bad.
Oh, you don't bowling? Well, I know somebody who does.
Exactly. I did get her Lego Batman 3 for the 3DS. But that she has to earn.
Oh, that was like the super cheap. You ordered one of those?
Yeah, it was, $6, I think it came out to be $6.29.
I didn't order it. I don't know.
Well, you know, you don't love your son. What can you do? Yeah.
Hmm. All right, what else we got here?
Nintendo announced more about the World Championship. Nintendo's World Championship coming to 8 Best Buys across the nation.
Stupid.
Why are they so cheap? Why?
Why? I don't know. There's so much about this that's just dumb.
I still like my idea on how they should have
What's
done
your idea?
I think they should have released a Kraken. New version of the game called the Championship Edition that has a championship mode that would be similar to what the championship will be. And by playing that, you can upload your score online and that will qualify you into the World Champions. And then they would sell it exclusively at Best Buy. Then Nintendo makes money, Best Buy makes money. They get to keep that partnership for, you know, probably for marketing money reasons and contract reasons. And everybody who wants to enter can enter.
I have a feeling that it's hard to keep that secure, the score upload, because all I know is that every iPhone game always has like some ridiculous scores at the top.
I'd have to look at the game, because the game itself does have a leaderboard built into it. They're using the NES Ultimate Mix, or I don't remember the name of that.
Yeah, NES Ultimate Remix.
Yeah, which I have.
I think NES Ultimate Remix Championship Edition. And they would, you know, maybe even sell it for like $10 less, like drop the price on it.
Why not just have more locations, though?
Because that costs money.
Because
that doesn't cost any money. I swear, when they have these events at Best Buys here,
it can't possibly cost any money.
It doesn't cost any money.
It costs $6 an hour, basically.
Right. Like, I don't know. There's just so much about this. It's like, so they have 8 qualifying locations. The winner at each one of those locations goes to the event in L.A.
Aren't like 3 of them in California?
2 of them are in California.
But not L.A.
Oh, okay. One of them is pretty close to L.A.
Oh, there is?
Yeah. There's no.
I think that looked like one in San Diego.
Okay. I missed that one.
That's still not really that close to it. That's like saying Philadelphia is close to Manhattan.
The Torrance one is near L.A.
Torrance is close to L.A.
Yeah, Torrance is near L.A. So you have a San Francisco, you have Torrance in California, then you have Miami in Florida, which to my knowledge is basically the very tip of a peninsula in this great country.
That's not that far down. It's not.
It's pretty far down.
I looked up the one in the 90s and they had 22 locations. So they just cheaped out. Times are tough. Come on.
But basically, if you are in the East Coast or Midwest, you basically have nowhere to go for these things. Like, there's one in Chicago. There's one in Minnesota.
Yeah, Miami I don't know. I guess it's pretty close to the bottom.
There's one in New York.
Yeah, we'll say Southern Florida. I'm looking at it on a map.
You're telling me Miami is not towards at the tip of Florida.
It is. Fine.
I mean, if you were going to argue that Key Largo was south of there, I can't argue with that, but
Key West
and Key Largo.
Yeah.
Yeah, they
Key Largo is Key Largo part of Florida though?
Key Largo, Montego.
Oh yeah, there it is. It's part of I'm like, where is Key Largo? I'm looking at it, I'm trying to find it on the map. That's all.
Oh my goodness. But yeah, they picked a bunch of locations that don't totally make sense as far as where populations are at. So I don't know. It's just a big bust for me because I'm not driving 6 hours to the closest event to participate.
Loser.
Maybe I'll be one of the 8 other people that get selected.
Stuttering Craig.
Crazy. Crazy.
7 other people. He's got a slot.
Right.
He's not giving up.
Does he?
He's not going to give up.
Oh, I thought like that was already confirmed the way you were saying it.
Well, in my mind it is.
What if those other 8 slots are like Reggie and...
Right. The guy with the power glove who shows up for everything in New York. What's his name? Triforce? No Triforce or something.
Right.
Is it? I'll take your word for it.
Batman. It's got a
you
slot.
Know what's in a weird spot? Pensacola, Florida. It's kind of over there in the left.
Welcome to geography with Wombat.
Well, that's like what happens when I start looking at
like
maps.
It's like Ponce de Leon and just discovered Florida. Like,
and pretty much.
Look at this. Yeah,
who knew that's where that was? I never knew where Tallahassee was. Never cared. I thought Orlando was more north. I guess that's kind of where I
it's a great conversation.
Lost my bearings. I don't know. Never mind.
What else we got here? Shireese writes in to let us know that Razer is coming out with a mouse pad for PC that lights up. It's $60 and it has 16.8 million colors that it can cycle through.
When's your
and
birthday?
And you're
going
to get it? Did you order it yet?
I use the Steel. I don't want to get a Razer thing because I use the Steel Series. And I already have to run like the SteelSeries software in the background to light my keyboard and my for my audio.
Wait, so, for your mouse mat has?
No, it doesn't. But I'm assuming that they're going to come out with one too at some point.
Oh,
this
okay.
This is a great idea. Of course, you need a mouse pad that lights up, right? I mean, if you're going to have one that doesn't light up or one that lights up, you're going to want the one that lights up. It doesn't cost that much more than the one that doesn't light up.
Well, except that I have a mouse pad I'm pretty sure was free.
Okay, but this one's $60, so it's a little more than free.
And it's a different type of mouse pad than what you're thinking, Wombat.
Yeah.
This isn't.
You mean it's not squishy?
This is a hard gaming mouse mat. This is quality stuff.
Okay.
Made by a 15-year-old girl in China.
Mm-hmm. I've
does it have a wrist rest?
Probably not. Doesn't look like it in the picture. But I'll wait for the Steel Series one. I'm assuming they're going to make one.
We have a E3 appointment with Steel Series.
They should know that I have some of their products that I bought.
You can tell them when you meet them.
Why don't you just tell me what free products you're going to give me? None.
They're not going to give you anything. They're going to say, thank you for your money.
I already have everything that I need except for the mm-hmm. mouse pad that they don't sell yet. So if they could just get going, we'd be all set.
So this is a $60 mouse pad.
Yep.
You don't have to understand.
Or you get a free one that has staples on it.
But look how much their mouse pads that don't light up cost. Razer mouse pad. Right? This is just a mouse pad that just $30. It's just a mouse pad. And it has 4.5 stars, almost 1,000 reviews. It's $30. On sale from $35. So, and that doesn't light up at all. Doesn't do anything. It's got a wrist rest. Well, it comes in a lot of colors, though. Ooh, it has little fun designs.
You just bought 3 of them, didn't you?
I'll wait for the Steel Series. What else we got here?
Keg bag.
At Adam Gould 1 writes in and asks, even though there are downsides, what are the benefits of Wombat not going to E3?
Yeah, come on. Let's be mean to me because that's fun. Go ahead, guys. I love that. It's my favorite
it's
part of every show.
Scheduling. That's the only.
That's the only benefit.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
It's easier to schedule things for two people rather than three.
And I save some money. That's it. That's pretty much it.
We don't have to go to the Disney booth.
And when we play ping pong, it won't be like awkward because there'll be two and three of us, you know.
Yeah.
What would make you think that I'd even play?
Well, but you'd still be just standing there watching us.
Yep.
And I'd be smacking balls at your face.
Yeah, that would be like every E3.
That'd be like Tuesday.
We like Wombat for the most part. It's not.
Of course.
Right.
Right. Those two benefits. Part. That's it. That's it.
I get to eat everything that's on my plate.
Nah, he doesn't.
Please, you love that.
He stopped doing that in a long time
ago. Yeah, I know he did. I'm very, very proud of Wombat for stop doing that.
Oh. I still do it, just not to you.
That's fine.
Mission accomplished.
No, I wish you were going this year, because I think we'd have a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's not that I don't want to go.
It's just that your wife won't let you.
Pretty much.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. What could we do to fix that?
I don't know.
We can drug her coffee.
Pretty much. Drag her. We'll have August.
We'll have August.
Mm-hmm. August will be fun. I'll take some days off for that.
Here's a good question from @NateGriffith. Why do you think the developers are not putting out demos anymore and instead doing betas?
Because betas are the new demos, yo.
Is that why?
Mm-hmm. Betas are the new demos.
I don't know. Yeah, why is that? It's hard to make a good demo, I think. And they must have decided it's just not worth the money.
Because it's probably expensive. It could hurt a game instead of helping it. At least with a beta, it serves a purpose.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
But it is unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a money thing.
Yep.
Those dudes are now working on the DLC.
Making money.
Exactly. Pick some of these questions, Wombat. Oh, this one was funny. @Duran603 wrote in and wanted this and said, just curious, does Shipwreck shave? He seems to go mute when you guys plug Harry's.
I shave.
Do you grow facial hair?
Yeah, somewhat. There's patches. It's just, I don't know. It's you guys do a good job on the ad. So I haven't ordered the Harry's yet. I guess I have to order Harry's now.
So you do have to shave, is what you're saying.
I do have to shave.
You admit it, that you do have to shave.
I do have to shave, yes. I am a 36-year-old man who has to shave.
I got to tell you a funny story. I should maybe save this when we're actually doing a Harry's commercial, because it involves facial hair. But I have a friend of mine who works for an NHL team in the front office. He's not a hockey player. And the men in the office, it's, I think probably for all the teams, they don't shave during the playoffs, just like the players. Did you know that the hockey players don't shave during the playoffs?
Yes.
You did know that?
Yes. A lot of teams don't shave during
playoffs. Oh, okay. Not just hockey.
In many sports. Okay. Yeah. It's not a hockey exclusive.
Anyway, so the front office people do it. And so my friend is Asian. He's an Asian guy, and his facial hair is just, it's really awkward, and it's people who just can't grow a beard properly.
Yeah, Shipwreck.
He can, I think. Right?
No, he can't.
Yeah, I think it would just take some time. Okay. I'm not like Wombat that just sprouts out a beard in an afternoon.
I wake up clean shaven, go to bed, Grizzly Adams.
This guy can't grow anything that looks normal, and it literally looks like Fu Manchu because he's an Asian guy, and it's just so weird looking and patchy and everything that he, you know, he like, he wants the team to lose because it's just too much. Like, he's got to shave, and it's like his wife hates it because it just looks horrible. Like, you can't, I would say it's a 9 out of 10 for horrible facial hair. If you had to put a number on it.
That was a great story.
Sorry. You have to see, I guess without the picture, it's not as good.
This is completely useless.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'll show you the picture, Wombat. So you'll think it's funny.
I'm sure I will.
Any of these other questions you like, or should we just say goodbye?
Let's say goodbye.
Have you got an arcade marquee yet, GP?
I ordered the RoboCop one, but it hasn't come yet. And I don't know what I'm going to do with it anyway.
I've suckered somebody else into buying these things.
You bought one, and it was pretty cheap. Like $20.
If I ever finish my basement, I'll get the elevator action marquee.
Yes.
That's an expensive one.
I know. It's like $50, right?
Probably. It's somewhere in that range. They don't get listed all that often.
It's nice. I could picture it in my head, and if I could picture it in my head, then I know it's a good one.
It's memorable.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Better than the Popeye one, which I want to say is just black with the green writing on it.
No, Popeye one is good.
I have the Popeye one.
Popeye one is good.
Popeye marquee.
Now I got to look that shit up. Yeah, but the kisses. No, but that's the Nintendo one.
That's it.
Yeah. That's it with the kisses?
Yeah, where she's got hearts around her and he's eating a can of spinach.
Right. No, I get confused between Popeye and Kangaroo.
The Kangaroo one's not bad either.
What about Mr. Do?
That's up there right now. You can buy it on eBay.
There you go. That's
Mr. Do, $20. Buy it now.
Yeah, I could picture Marble Madness, but I was never that big into that game.
Kangaroo looks pretty good. I would buy Kangaroo.
Would you buy Kangaroo?
The marquee.
I understand.
It's a kangaroo punching a monkey. How could you go wrong?
You can't.
Buy it now. And it says Atari on it. $20 right now.
Really?
Yep.
That's a great game, by the way.
Hmm.
All right. Let's say goodbye to everybody. Let's remind them to follow us on Twitter at GPD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, and at Video Game Deals, and Uninformed Opinions. What's this week's Uninformed Opinions about?
We talked about Age of Ultron.
Oh.
We decided he's 42.
did Christian like it?
Yeah, we both had criticisms, but we both overall liked it.
I see. I'll probably watch Mad Max if next time I have a chance.
I still need to see Pitch Perfect 2.
You need to see it in the theater?
No, I do not.
No, I can wait. No.
I think Ant-Man will be next for me.
Mm. All right, well, thank you for listening, everybody. We will see you next week.
Brett's done.
Big wheels are a-rolling. Listen to them turn. The big wheel sound of power with speed enough to burn. Winning. Spinning. Braking. The Big Wheel by Marx, with adjustable seat, handy saddlebag, and a quick stop racing brake. Braking, winning, spinning. It's the Big Wheel with saddlebag and racing brake. Big Wheel by Marx. If we make it, it can take it.